We are reading in the study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 10,
Vav, Ot Samech Zayin.
Item
67. Taf Kuf Vav, Ot Samech Zayin, Amud 908.
Item
67. Before we'll start reading Tess, let's together come back to one thought about our teacher that will be healthy and strong and can keep leading humanity into Gemar Tikkun. So let's watch a clip from Rav's words that is explaining how to intend correctly in Tess.
Let's say I come to a new workplace, and I'm told at this workplace what I need to do, how to work, what's the order, the connection between people, who will give me the work, to whom I need to show it, where I turn to with all kinds of problems, etc. This is what we are told here. So this is what I need to think about when I study. I want to be accepted in this place. It happened to everyone that he went into a new place. So I am told what are the conditions there, what are the rules, regulations, customs. This is what I'm told. So I want to understand them. But I want to understand them in order to be in them, so that this would control me, so I will observe everything that is there. This is called wanting to be accepted there. It's a very palpable thing. And what does it matter if I explain, or if friends ask and speak, or if we're reading in the book? All in all, this general yearning and the general scrutiny is about this place to which we want to reach and be incorporated in according to the changes that we are willing to take upon ourselves in order to be incorporated in it.
Ot Samech Zayin. Daf.
Item 67.
Ki habina.
Know that bina has internality and externality in it. And in her malchut, called tvuna, there is also internality and externality. For there is nothing in the world in which there is isn't internality and externality. However, in order not to elaborate on the matter, we will explain the matter of tvuna, and from tvuna, you will understand bina by comparison or by conclusion. Again, 67. Know that bina has internality and externality in it. Also, in her malchut, called tvuna, there is internality and externality as well. For there is nothing in the world in which there is no internality and externality. However, in order not to elaborate on the matter, we will explain the matter of tvuna, and from tvuna, you will conclude about bina.
68.
Now we will explain only about malchut of bina, called tvuna. And it is called the first hay of the general havaya, which is called sag. This entire phase is one complete saga, containing all nine sefirot in her, in internality and externality. Again, 68. Now we will explain only the matter of malchut of bina, which is called tvuna. And it is called the first Hey of the General Havayah, which is named Sag.
Shem Sag.
This entire phase is named one complete Sag, containing all the nine Sfirot in her, in internality and externality. 68 inner light. The first Hey of the General Havaya, etc., is one complete name, Sag. Here he explains how Yeshut, which is the first Tvuna, which emerges from the Achoraim, posterior of Malchut, of Upper Bina, and clothes from the Chazeh and below of Upper Abba Ve'ima, which are the level of Ab, which are the first Yud of the General Havaya, and Yesut are Havaya of Sag. And they are the first Hey of Havaya, and they are the level of Sag. Here he explains the five Partsufim in this Partsuf.
And
how Nehi of each upper Partsuf, with respect to its internality, meaning from its posterior, clothes the lower one and becomes its panim, anterior and internality.
69.
The God in her are a sample of three Partsufim, and they are Kachab. They are implied in the Yud,
the Sag HaKolel.
Yud K, Yud of the General Sag. And the first Hay of Sag is Bina of Tfuna, which is the third Partsuf of the General Sag. There are three Hays in her, one corresponding to the Ga in her. One corresponds to Vak in her, and one corresponds to Malchut in her.
Shuv Samechtet.
Again, 69. The Gar in her are like three Partsufim, and they are Kachab, are implied in the Yud, K, Yud of the General Sag.
Hey,
the first Hey of Sag is Bina of Tvuna, which is the third Partsuf of the General Sag. There are three Heys in her. One corresponds to Gah in her. One corresponds to Vak in her. And one corresponds to Malchut in her.
Now we'll go to the next clip and see Rav.
I'm serious. If he feels a big deficiency in the heart, he's got everything. We don't need to study to learn. We need to learn in order to accompany our intention to be corrected. Meaning, if there is an intention for correction, next to this intention, when it exists, learn in order for this intention to exist, and not learn and add the intention to the learning. To add, yes? You add the learning to the intention. This is why if a person comes to study without the intention, it's the potion of death. It's negligence in intention only pulls you in directions that are not toward the Creator. It's as if you're taking an engine, some sort of a power, some sort of a car, and you're driving to a different direction. You're just going along with the flow, you know, this thought, that thought. Just imagine, you're sitting in a car without a wheel. The car is driving according to your thoughts. Once you think about this, about that, about this, and the car goes this way, that way, boom, 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 boom. Can you drive this way? Just imagine. This is what is happening to us. This is why it's written, sit and do nothing better. You've got the intention, press on the gas, step on the gas. If you don't have an intention, don't step on the gas.
And with that guidance, let's go to 69 below.
69.
The Gog and her are like three Batsufim, and they are Kahab, implied in the Yud K of the general saga.
Yud K the sag, yesh bahem gimel parzufim.
The Yud, they are implied in the Yud K of the general saga.
She Arichan pin merumah.
The first hay of sag is bina of. Oh, sorry, it's inner light.
Beyod. Ima behei.
Yud K of Sag have three Potsufim in them, Arich Anpin and Abba and Ima, where Arich Anpin is implied in the tip of the Yud, Abba in Yud, Ima in Hey, and from Arich Anpin and Abba of Potsuf Sag, he does not want to engage in them, and begins to clarify from Ima onwards. The first Hey of Sag is Bina of Tvuna, which is the third Patsuf of the general Sag, and there are three Heys in her, corresponding to Gao, Vak, and Malchut. Interpretation. Upper Abba, which is the second Patsuf of Sag, which is the Yud of the general Havaya, contains Abba, Upper Abba and Ima, and they are Ab and Ab of Sag. This Ima is Ekye of Yudin,
Yud.
However, the first Hey of Sag is Bina of Tvuna, meaning Sag of Sag. She is divided in herself into Rosh Toch Sof, head, interior, end, which are Chabad, Chagat, Nehi. The first Hey of this Havaya of Sag has three Heys in her because she has a filling of Yud like this. Hey, and the Yud of the filling is divided into the two Heys according to the calculation that Yud in Gematria, 10 in Gematria, is two Heys, which are 2 times 5. And her Chabad are the simple Hey, and her Chagat Nehi are in the two Heys, incorporated in the Yud of her filling. All these three phases, Chabad, Chagat, Nehi, of Bina, of Tvuna, are all her internality, meaning that which belongs to her own structure.
Announcements. One moment before the announcements. We have a few announcements before the announcements. First of all, thank you to our great friends Aviu and Gilad who gave us the lesson.
We
actually just finished a series of articles by Rabash about the Shabbat. There's another small article that we're going to read in a bit, but we pretty much read all of them about Shabbat. And Shabbat is Gmar Tikkun, and Gmar Tikkun is also Purim, and that's actually what is coming close to us, the very special holiday. From tomorrow morning, we're going to start studying a series of articles by Rabash about Purim. We'll start with the matter of happiness, and that will lead us to our special event that we're going to have this weekend. Joy, increasing joy, Unity Day for Purim. As you see on the slide, 23rd of March, this Saturday, from morning to evening, we'll be here together. We'll have two lessons, two meals, social times, recess together on the roof, a lot of incorporation, a lot of connection and joy. Whoever wants to follow the study materials, prepare more. You have the website of the Congress that Niv will mention in a minute. And let's remind everybody that in 2 days, whoever's coming here physically, so the price will go up at Wednesday midnight. So sign up as quick as you can.
Announcements. Increasing joy. Unity Day for Purim Sunday, March 23rd. For details, go to convention.cli.one.
לוח השידורים להיום יום שלישי
broadcast for today at 10:30 an inside look at 11:20 a man and a woman the Shekhinah is between them at 12 the noon lesson at 5:30 reading the study of the Ten Sefirot and at 7:30 reading the Zohar we'll end with a song
Looking for a way to put together all the pieces of these broken parts. The signs are in the air, in every breath, in every moment, and in every heart. Every time we rise and fall together, there's a light to guide us through it all. We hold on to each other through the ways that we discover on the road to love. נחזיק ביחד מעל ההבדלים נראה איך אהבה מחזה על הפשעים Hold on to love Come on and let your heart sing Break open the door It's time for uniting Above Sentimos la distancia entre nosotros como un reto que la luz nos da Juntando nuestras manos y uniendo intenciones a su voluntad Вновь встаем, держась за свет, который нас к себе зовет. И сердце в сердце лишь мольба благословляет наш всеобщий путь вперед.
Hold on to love, come on and let your heart sing. Break open the door.